A federal agency has issued a long-awaited report about ways to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. There are fears the invasive fish may have already entered Lake Michigan, or will soon, from the Chicago Canal. It has made commercial and recreational boat traffic possible between the lake and Mississippi River. Fish farmers have raised Asian carp downstream. We review some of the ideas the Army Corps of Engineers shared Monday. The Corps worked its way through more than 90 possible strategies, according to Dave Wethington. He's project manager. Wethington says 8 rose to the top. Each features combinations of controls, from electric barriers to public education. Several would close the link between Lake Michigan and the Mississippi River. The project manager points to the Corps' most novel proposal, a lock system. It would flush water from a vessel as it moves from one basin to the other.
The vessel enters the Glimmer's lock and the gates will close behind it. Then, a pump removes water from one end and on the opposite end fills the lock with water, clean water. Now, this clean water has really been treated for aquatic nuisance species, which is why we call it the, quote, clean water.
Wethington says the price tags of the proposals range from about $8 to $18 billion and could take 25 years to complete. And still, no plan can guarantee protection from every invasive plant, animal, or pathogen that might challenge the basins.
It could be very likely that you could spend several million or billion dollars on infrastructure investments and still have other ways that species could transfer between the basins, such as human-mediated transport, such as through bait buckets, or intentional transfer between the basins, or accidental transfer, some of the smaller species of concern, like through waterfowl movement, algae moving from one side to the other.
The Corps is holding a series of public meetings on the topic, starting Thursday in Chicago. Milwaukee will host a hearing on January 13th. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,